Welcome back to Praying with Scriptures, or Praying with Scripture. During this year of hope, we can get 2 plenary indulgences per day, so let's begin with a liturgy, a shortened liturgy of the Word that doesn't include all the prayers proper to Mass, and then we'll transition to reading the Divine Office, reading from Scripture, and the second reading, expanding on it from the tradition of the preaching of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you this day by all my many sins of weakness and ignorance. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more, to give myself more over to you, to open myself to your grace, and to avoid the near occasions of sin that I have noted. Now let us listen and see if we can identify a common theme in what God might be saying to us through these stories and histories that we will read in the sacred scriptures. First, O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, raise us up, we pray, to the author of our salvation, who is seated at your right hand, so that when our Savior comes again in majesty, those you have given new birth in baptism may be clothed with blessed immortality. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Or it could be this prayer. Hear our prayers, O Lord, so that what was promised by the sanctifying power of your word may everywhere be accomplished through the working of the gospel, that all your adopted children may attain what the testimony of truth has foretold. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One night, while Paul was in Corinth, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. No one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." He settled there for a year and a half and taught the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Icaria, the Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him to the tribunal, saying, "This man is inducing people to worship God contrary to the law." When Paul was about to reply, Gallio spoke to the Jews, "If it were a matter of some crime or malicious fraud, I should with reason hear the complaint or of arguments. I should with reason hear the complaint of you Jews. But since it is a question of arguments over doctrine and titles and your own law, see to it yourselves. I do not wish to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them away from the tribunal. They all seized Suthias, the synagogue official, and beat him in full view of the tribunal, but none of this was of concern to Gallio. Paul remained for some time quiet, and after saying farewell to the brothers, he sailed to Syria for Sirius, together with Priscilla and Aquila. At Corinth he had shaved his head because he had taken a vow. The word of the Lord. God is King of all the earth. Praying Psalm 47. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God is king of all the earth. He brings people under us, nations under our feet. He chooses for us our inheritance, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves. God is king of all the earth. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is king over all the earth, and truly he is king of all the earth. Despite that we are given the space to resist him sometimes, and evil is still done in such great proportion as Satan is also active and unleashed. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ had to suffer and so rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish until her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Very interesting, very thought-provoking to consider, right? Those words in John's Gospel, Jesus' words and actions, how they might apply to our lives, the things we have to give up, we have to sacrifice in order to give fruitful witness to God's life and love, and to have our own legacy as witnesses and children above all of God. Very interesting, right? All right. Let's take a moment and then we'll transition to praying a psalm and the divine office readings too. He saw Shoda. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm having a really hard time. It's just really hot in here as well. Actually, it's going to be hotter later. He shall sojourn in your tent. He shall dwell on your holy mountain. Alleluia. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart. He who does not slander with his tongue. He who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent. Such a man will stand firm forever. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He shall sojourn in your tent. He shall dwell on your holy mountain. Alleluia. So these could be a little bit different. So, depending on whether or not you celebrated Ascension on Thursday or if it was transferred to Sunday. These are the ones for if Ascension was celebrated yesterday on Thursday, but for diocese, you know, sometimes they're going to read the Divine Office and there'll be a few paragraphs different. We are children of God. A reading from the letter of the Apostle John. Christ Jesus. The verse is, Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia. Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or known him. Children, let no one deceive you. The person who acts in righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. Whoever sins belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is begotten by God commits sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is begotten by God. In this way, the children of God and the children of the devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness belongs to God, nor anyone who does not love his brother. Responsory Prayer. See how great is the love the Father has given us. We are called God's children, and that is what we are. Alleluia. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. And our reading from the tradition of the church is from the preaching by St. Leo. It's a sermon of preaching from St. Leo the Great, Pope. Our faith is increased by the Lord's ascension. And again, this part will be different if you have ascension on Sunday. But this kind of puts us in the framework that Christ has already ascended, and now we're reflecting on the Holy Spirit coming. At Easter, beloved brethren, it was the Lord's resurrection which was the cause of our joy. Our present rejoicing is on account of his ascension into heaven. With all due solemnity, we are commemorating that day on which our poor human nature was carried up in Christ, above all the hosts of heaven, above all the ranks of angels, beyond the highest heavenly powers, to the very throne of God, the Father. It is upon this ordered structure of divine acts that we have been firmly established, so that the grace of God may show itself still the more marvelous, when in spite of the withdrawal from men's sight of everything that is rightly felt to command their reverence, faith does not fail, hope is not shaken, charity does not grow cold. For such is the power of great minds, such is the light of truly believing souls, that they put unhesitating faith in what is not seen with the bodily eye. They fix their desires on what is beyond sight. Such fidelity could never be born in our hearts, nor could anyone be justified by faith if our salvation lay only in what was visible. And so our Redeemer's visible presence has passed into the sacraments. Our faith is nobler and stronger because sight has been replaced by a doctrine whose authority is accepted by believing hearts, enlightened from on high. This faith was increased by the Lord's ascension and strengthened by the gift of the Spirit. It would remain unshaken by fetters and imprisonment, exile and hunger, fire and ravaging beasts, and the most refined tortures ever devised by brutal persecutors. Throughout the world, women, no less than men, tender girls as well as boys, have given their life's blood in the struggle for this faith. It is a faith that has driven out devils, healed the sick, and raised the dead. Even the blessed apostles, though they had been strengthened by so many miracles and instructed by so much teaching, took fright at the cruel suffering of the Lord's passion and could not accept his resurrection without hesitation. Yet they made such progress through his ascension that they now found joy in what had terrified them before. They were able to fix their minds on Christ's divinity as he sat at the right hand of the Father. Since what was presented to their bodily eyes no longer hindered them from turning all their attention to the realization that he had not left his Father when he came down to earth, nor had he abandoned his disciples when he ascended into heaven. The truth is that the Son of Man was revealed as Son of God in a more perfect and transcendent way once he had entered into his Father's glory. He now began to be indescribably more present in his divinity to those from whom he was further removed in his humanity. A more mature faith enabled their minds to stretch upward to the Son in his equality with the Father. It no longer needed contact with Christ's tangible body, in which as man he was inferior to the Father. For while his glorified body retained the same nature, the faith of those who believed in him was now summoned to heights where, as the Father's equal, the only begotten Son is reached not by physical handling, but by spiritual discernment. Responsory prayer. We have such a high priest who sits at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven. Let us approach him in true sincerity and full of faith, with our hearts cleansed and freed from an evil conscience. Alleluia. Let us stand firm in the profession of our hope, for he who made the promise is faithful. Let us approach him in true sincerity and full of faith, with our hearts cleansed and freed from an evil conscience. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us stand firm in the profession of our faith, for he who made the promise is faithful. Let us approach him in sincerity and full of faith, with our hearts cleansed and freed from an evil conscience. Alleluia. O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, raise us up, we pray, to the author of our salvation, who is seated at your right hand, so that when our Savior comes again in majesty, those you have given new birth in baptism may be clothed with blessed immortality. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I do feel blessed to have led this prayer. I feel blessed to be thinking about and feeding off of these words of ancient scriptures, but also divinely inspired words. And I look forward to continuing my formation journey as a minister, as a church minister, with all of you. I just can't thank you enough for all of your prayers. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. These are still Pope Francis's intentions. Remember, he set them up before he passed away. So we're praying for the dignity of work, that it may be not an end, not a way of hurting others and making them into quantitative inputs into the system, but it may be a source of dignity, and all work may be done for the good of the human person, for individual families and men and women, to give them dignity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces or partial indulgence for this time of reflection and prayer. But hey, since we're here anyway, let's make it an even half hour for that plenary indulgence. We'll reflect on whatever we can from the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. The first mystery of light, the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan River. Jesus Christ was manifested as the Messiah to John the Baptist when he saw the Spirit of the Lord coming down to anoint him, to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Saw this truth, this glory. And of course, we ourselves are also baptized. Christ himself was manifested in his sonship by the voice that came either to John or to those around him, and manifests Christ as the dearly beloved Son. So also the Holy Spirit swoops down upon us, enters into us, fills us with light, restores what was broken by Adam's sin in our baptism, and acknowledges us, the Father acknowledges us through the power of God as dearly beloved daughter, as dearly beloved son. Let us understand that being dearly beloved sons and daughters calls us to a mission to change the world around us, and it calls us to prayer, to recognize that we can depend on God for our happiness, that we can depend on him even when it seems really bad. Our Father, who art in heaven, or when we don't know what to do and we're puzzled, as some of us are, as to what to do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I think I'm kind of slurring my words together. It's not a good habit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Spread the effect of grace over all of humanity, of thy flame of love, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Now and at the hour, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. We especially pray for Bill to have everything that he needs, and to have the courage and strength to face whatever trouble and temptation or sorrow, whatever it is, help him to face it and come through to whatever guidance he needs. Grant him the guidance he needs from you. That's a better prayer. Grant him guidance and grant him light. Make him know that you love him and that you are victorious over this whole thing. Hail Mary, glory, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. And what do you know, we're coming up on we have one more mystery, probably time for. Christ goes to a wedding, an ancient Jewish wedding, and in this we see a deeper significance. Christ not only goes to a wedding, and John reflects upon it, showing that he's going to bring in his kingdom through his sign. He does the first of his signs there. But he also chooses this, you know, to review the beauty of the covenant from which all life springs, the beauty of marriage. So we pray for all of us to recognize that it's not just marriage, but it's in relationship to others that our lives have meaning. So teach us to recognize the value of friendship, the value of the special type of covenant friendship that is marriage, the value of whatever relationship we're called to at this moment, because we're not just called in the future to marriage or to priesthood or whatever, or to be a deacon or a minister or whatever. We're not called then to those gigantic decisions, but we're called in every moment of our lives to serve God, to be in relationship to God and others. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.
Go ahead and turn your air on. It's too hot in here.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.